Well, good morning, or afternoon, or evening, or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Maybe I didn't tell you lately, but we're now being listened to in 52 countries all around the world. And I want to thank all of you for being listeners. You know, I was thinking about all of us, every one of you and me, we all have something very much in common. We're all getting older, right? Well, we can only hope that we have as much fun getting older as she does. Let's go see what she's up to. Convenience, simplicity. That's why he bought it. But when I told my sister, well, the poor dear was confused. This week's episode, Condo. Bill, I'm telling you, once you get one, you're going to love it. That's what my buddy Harold told me yesterday afternoon up at Tilly's when we met for a beer. I wish I had done it a lot sooner. Oh, I love my condo. In fact, I'm thinking of getting a bigger one. You know, for when the grandkids visit. So this morning, I woke up thinking about what Harold told me. I sat down at my kitchen table and pulled up some condo listings on Zillow. I've lived alone ever since Mary Alice left me, 3 years now, for that no-account 18-wheeler driver she met when she was working at the all-night truck stop. Oh yeah, she left me a note, just two words. You figure them out. Well, I was on my third cup of coffee when my phone rang. Hello. Well, good morning, Billy. Oh, it was my sister, Gertrude. She still calls me Billy. She's getting a little fuzzy around the edges now, if you know what I mean. Forgetful. A little trouble connecting the dots. But don't you dare doubt it for a minute. She's still sly as a fox. Hey, how you doing, Gertie? I already knew it was coming. What? Flirty? Well, Billy, the head depends if he's good-looking or not, she shot back. No, Gertie was not joking. She was serious. I forgot to tell you. Gertie's also hard of hearing. Not quite as deaf as a post, but close. Oh, and she refuses to put in her hearing aids. Vanity, you know. So I just let it go. So what's on your mind this beautiful morning? My beautiful sister. Oh, not much, she said. I heard her sip her coffee, always careful not to let her denture slip. But there it was, her, not much thing. Poor Gertie. She's lived all alone since her husband Robert went to be with baby Jesus 15 years ago. That's all she ever says now. Oh, not much. So, like always, it would be up to me to keep our conversation flowing. Oh, what to talk about. It's not like my life's exactly a firecracker now that I'm retired. Ah, then it hit me. Yesterday, Harold, of course, my buddy's condo thing. So, Gertie, yesterday I was talking to my buddy Harold up at Tilly's. What? Willie's? Wait, you mean Willie Schwartz? I thought he died 2 years ago. Old fool fell off his porch half drunk, didn't he? No, Gertie. Tilly's. I was up at Tilly's, me and my buddy Harold. He told me he bought a condo. What? A condom? Oh, no, Gertie. A condo. He loves it. Says it's just so darn handy. She was quiet for a moment. Billy, I know that. Me and my Robert, we used them all the time. Handy as hell they were. But ain't they kind of pricey nowadays? Oh, what the hell? Just roll with it, Bill. No, Gertie, He said he got his kind of cheap. I could tell she was thinking. Well, I wouldn't think he'd want a cheap one. That could be a heap of trouble, especially for a man his age. Say, isn't, what's his name again?
Harold Tilly. His name's Harold.
Yeah. Isn't Harold kind of old for a condom?
I just rolled my eyes.
No, he says lots of men his age have one.
Oh, well,
how often does he use it?
Oy vey.
Gertie, he told me 2 or 3 times a year. 4 if he's lucky.
Oh, poor man.
Me and my Robert, we used one 2 or 3 times a month, sometimes once a week.
And then she laughed.
You know, when Robert got lucky.
Oh, that's nice, Gertie.
I fired up another Camel. Then I remembered. Wait, Gertie, I just remember. Harold told me he's getting rid of his condo.
What?
Now I really had her confused.
Why ever would he do that?
He said it's too small. He needs a bigger one. I thought maybe Gertie didn't hear me. And then she broke in with enthusiasm.
Say, Billy, I don't suppose you got Harold's phone number handy?